In the beginning, there was total darkness. And out of this darkness, there came a word called Falk. From the high trinity of Falk, three undeniable geniuses, the godfather himself, James Brown, the Falk master, George Clinton, and the Falk teacher, Bootsy Collins. Just that word, Falk, represented all that was funky and funked up in the world, so it was kept out of the mainstream of the so-called civilized or deodorized world. The one looked down upon us and saw Sir Nose devoid of funk and said, "This is not good for humans to be funkless and separated from the one." You see, one is not a lonely number when it contains the essence of all that is. The one said, "I will send the spirit of the buck gun down in the flesh of George Clinton to triumph over this faultless invader of organized chaos." Then with a blast from his buck gun, George reached out his hand and began to speak in an unknown, funked-up tongue. No one on earth understood this P-Funk language. No one except his personal funked-up disciples. And they were sent out all around the world for the funk.
Through me, I'm your brother and funk man, Cornell West here, bringing you the good funkin' news.